A public health emergency has been declared in the Indian capital Delhi, with air pollution reaching nearly 200 times the safe level in some districts. Medical officials have urged that schools be closed, and one senior doctor says current pollution levels are equivalent to smoking 50 cigarettes a day. Tim Frank spoke to the BBC's Sanjoy Majumdar, who's in Delhi.
First of all you see around you is this thick grey blanket of smog. The tops of buildings are barely visible. If you were in the centre of town, as I was, you can just about make out the outlines of some of the buildings in the distance. But what's even worse is more than the way it looks, it's the way you feel. When you start breathing in, you feel the sort of burning sensation at the back of your throat, your chest starts getting constricted. In some cases, your eyes can start streaming. So if you have any kind of breathing difficulty, any kind of even simple respiratory ailment, it's just absolutely dangerous for you to be outside. And even if you're fairly healthy, it's quite difficult to get around.
What's caused it?
Well, it's a number of reasons, really. I mean, Delhi is known as one of the world's most polluted cities, worse than Beijing, which used to have that honour. It's primarily emissions caused by vehicles, diesel emissions, emissions from coal-fired power plants. But there's also a particular problem that Delhi faces, is that at this time of the year, in the countryside around us, north of us, farmers start burning off the leftover stubble in their fields to prepare the field for the new crop. And that generates a huge amount of smoke, which slowly drifts down towards us and just adds to the overall misery.
What are the authorities doing about it?
Well, there's been a fair bit of criticism because it's something we face every single year. And in fact, leading up to these last few days, they had kicked in a few measures. They tried to cut back on the burning of stubble. They've curtailed the use of diesel generator sets. They've tried to get the thermal power plants to scale back their operations. Clearly, none of this has worked, given just the levels of emissions we've seen in some parts of the city. They're something like 20 to 30 times the prescribed World Health Organization safe limit. What they've now decided to do is, with immediate effect, ask all primary schools to shut down. Other schools will continue for the time being, but no outdoor activity, so nothing in the playground at all. And then looking ahead, they're trying to see if they need to take in more measures, such as limiting the number of vehicles out on the streets.
And what do people do? I mean, you talked about primary schools being shut down. I mean, presumably they can't be shut down for the whole of the winter. Do people, as in China, do they go out with face masks? Do they have, can they afford air purifiers for their homes and their apartments?
Well, as you say, I mean, people do buy face masks. They've become incredibly popular. And of course, there are various grades. So they're the simple ones, which don't really do much. And then there are the fairly complex ones, which cost a lot more. It's quite a common sight now to see traffic policemen, for instance, at signals with their face completely covered with some kind of mask. As always, the people who really suffer the most are the people lower down the economic scale, people who live in sort of lower middle class or working class household, or in the many shanty towns that you find in and around the city, who have absolutely no option but to just get on with their lives and hope for the best.
Sanjoy Majumdar in Delhi.